Yo, 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 welcome back. This is your boy DJ Preach right here on the Life Show on Anchor.fm. Listen, I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. Hope you got a festive weekend ahead, or, you know, just need some sleep. Let's just keep it real, man. So you probably just need to catch up on some sleep. Some people going catch up on their favorite shows on Netflix. You know, whatever you're going to do, man, just, you know what I'm saying, have fun and do what you got to do. All right. All right. Listen. You know, I always got a topic. I always got a couple of questions for you guys. Last podcast, we were talking about your ministry, okay? What are you going to do right now, starting today? What are you going to do to elevate your ministry to the next level for 2018? And I was talking about, you know, like the New Year's resolutions and goals. People always start on January 1st. And then by January 2nd is over with. Whatever that New Year's resolution or goal is, don't start it January 1st, but start it right now. So you can already have a head start, so it can be a habit. It can become a habit now. You know what I'm saying? You already in the routine. It's a habit. You motivated, and it's going right into a new year. You see what I'm saying? So I wanted to take a step further. Instead of me asking about your ministry now, I want to ask about your spiritual gifts. Yeah, let's talk about your spiritual gifts. And, you know, we're going to elaborate a little bit on it. Let's get right into it. What is a spiritual gift? A spiritual gift is a special attribute given by the Holy Spirit to every member of the body of Christ, according to God's grace, for use within the context of the body. Okay. You can see that in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, followed by Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 6, okay? Now, here's another good point right here. Who has spiritual gifts? This is going to be good. Unbelievers do not have spiritual gifts. I'm going to say that again. Unbelievers do not have spiritual gifts. Every believer who is committed to Christ at least have one gift. All right. So I'm pretty sure the majority of people on here are believers of Christ. Okay. That's listening. So that means that you have at least one spiritual gift. So now I propose a question to you. What is your spiritual gift? You know, now let me give you an example. My spiritual gifts are what I'm doing now. I'm hosting a musical podcast. I play the drums. I DJ. I speak/preach. You know, so those are my spiritual gifts, because I'm ministering through Christ to God's people. Okay. I'm using my platform. I'm using the gifts that God has given me to do kingdom business. Okay. So those are my spiritual gifts. And I'm pretty sure, like I said, you have at least one. You got to have at least one. So what is that? And once you find out what that spiritual gift is, now watch this now. What are you going to do to strengthen it? So we talked about your ministry being elevated for 2018. So now, what are you going to do with your spiritual gift in 2018 to strengthen it? For example, like with myself, as I'm in this, you know, doing this show, it has to be elevated. So there's going to be some new aspects of this show starting way before 2018. See, we can't keep doing the same things that we was doing in 2016, 17, and bring it into a whole new year. You see what I'm saying? Everything has to be elevated. Everything has to be strengthened, okay? So that's what we got to do for the kingdom of God. All right, we're getting ready to get back to these jams right here on the Life Show on Anchor.fm. I'm DJ Preach. Let's go.